What is a bird's favorite subject?
I don't know what.
Algebra.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Late at night you'll hear her hooting to the stars. She's singing out her question, you could hear it from afar. Who are you? I'm flying through the woods playing peekaboo. Who are you? That's how owls are to do. You won't hear her wings as through the dark she flies. To hunt she needs it quiet, on silence she relies. Who are you? I'm flying through the woods playing peekaboo. Who are you? That's how an owl says howdy do. She likes her food still kicking. Sometimes she'll gulp it whole. From mice to skunks and rabbits, sometimes a wayward vole. Who are you? I'm flying through the woods playing peekaboo. Who are you? That's how an owl says howdy do. Say she's got good sense, the wisest in the land. Behind those big all-seeing eyes, I know she understands. Who are you? I'm flying through the woods playing peekaboo. Who are you? That's how an owl says howdy-do. Who are you? I'm flying through the woods playing peekaboo. Who are you? That's how an owl says howdy-do. That's how an owl says howdy-do. That's how an owl says howdy-do.
That's the walking Jim Stoltz right here on the Children's Hour with How an Owl Says How to Do from his Web of Life release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I am delighted to be at the Outpost Performance Space with a whole lot of great kids and on Zoom. Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's the Orphan.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Corbin.
Hi, it's Quinn.
Well, I'm so glad you all can be with us today. We have such a cool topic on the show today. We're going to learn about owls. Do any of you have any firsthand experience with owls?
I've seen at least like two or three owls in my life.
In real life, in person?
Yes.
Like in the wild?
No. One in the house, perched on a tree. One sitting when I went on a night walk, sitting on like a tree that wasn't, that didn't have any leaf. It was just kind of like a plain tree. And then another one, I forgot when.
That is cool. Anybody else? Yeah, Amaya.
I just know that owls hoot.
They're a real hoot. In fact, I hear some hooting at my house in the middle of the night in the summer. And I always wonder like, who is hooting? Who is hooting? We're going to learn a lot more about owls. We have some information that has been pulled together by a second grade class here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Mrs. Monica Charles's class. These second graders have been researching owls, and we're going to learn about them from these second graders. Plus, we have some very special guests with us. They spend every day, all day long, thinking about owls and working with owls. They are some biologists and researchers at the Owl Research Institute in Montana. This is Jessica Campbell and the Saplings, right here on the Children's Hour. Stick with us. Mrs. Charles' class is coming right up.
Of a rat, a variety of snacks inside my habitat. I eat insects, mammals, occasional fish. Regurgitate the pellet when I'm done with my dish. Stay awake in the night, keep and pray in my sight. Swoop down to the ground with a silent flight. Got binocular vision to help me make a decision. And these razor sharp talons that attack with precision.
Oh,
hungry again. It's the food chain game.
Owls have long feathers. They hunt at night and they mostly eat mice, birds, rabbits, snakes, and fish. The eyes of the owl can be yellow or black.
Owls have sharp talons and a hooked beak. Owls come in different colors like brown, black, white, tan, and gray. Owls only eat meat and are nocturnal.
Owls are nocturnal and they can turn their heads around to see in many directions. During the day, owls rest or take care of their eggs.
I think owls look scary because their face looks angry. The shape of their face makes them look like that.
When owls fly, they do not make noise, so that they can catch their prey. They need to be sneaky so that mice, rabbits, or birds do not run away.
Owls can camouflage because they look like the trunks of trees and bushes, and some of them look like snow so that other predators or prey cannot see them.
Owls live inside trees or cacti. You can find them in the forests, deserts, and near water. Owls live all around the world except Antarctica.
When owls hunt, they have to hear their prey. If they hear a mouse, then they will fly quietly and use their sharp talons. Owls do not have teeth. They swallow the meat and then they regurgitate the undigested food as pellets.
The owls that we see in New Mexico are the great horned owl, eastern screech owl, and the barn owl. There are more than 200 types of owls in the world.
In New Mexico, people need a permit to have an owl as a pet. Owls are wild animals that deserve to be free in nature.
Second graders from Mrs. Charles' class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, teaching us about owls. There's more from them coming up, and we'll meet the folks at the Owl Research Institute. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Thunder and Sunshine.
just like you and me.
The night, moonbeam bright, owl singing song. In the middle of the night, watching things going right, owl sing along. Doggone woods, owl, sing along. In the middle of the woods, by the light of the moon, owl, sing along. Owling at the moon. Watching things going right, owl, sing along. Owl, sing along.
That's Raffy. The title track from his Owl Sing-Along release. And in the background is Robert Farmer. We're learning about owls today on the Children's Hour, and this show was inspired by those second graders in Mrs. Charles' class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to talk more with the Owl Research Institute and hear more from Mrs. Charles' students coming right up.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener-supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports The Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.